This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 16, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the first major debate for Salem city elections was held on Tuesday night. Four candidates competing for a single city council seat in Ward 2 dug into various issues at a well-attended debate in Hawthorne Hotel on Tuesday. The debate came as voters citywide gear up for a nine-person city councilor at-large race and a competitive mayor's race, where incumbent Kim Driscoll faces Paul Prevey, perhaps her strongest opponent since first becoming mayor 12 years ago. On most issues, the candidates were generally in agreement. Homelessness could have a solution in Home First programs. City workers are important. Essex Street needs to be cleaned, and the teachers union deserves support. Oh, and Salem is a very welcoming city. But on some of the city's most volatile issues, there were some differing positions, even the lack thereof in one case. Early on, the debate heard a question on the city's Sanctuary for Peace ordinance, the focus of a ballot question that voters will tackle in November. The ordinance affirms city policies to not ask residents for documentation when answering service calls. Voters hold the power to either allow the ordinance to roll forward or reverse the city council's implementation of it. More on the story by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. There's a new commercial marina in Salem. Bill Newell reports.
John Castelluccio writes on today's front page of the Salem News, quote, "This was the front door to Salem 200, 300 years ago," said Ann Harris. Harris, the executive director for Essex Heritage, noted that it was about 100 years ago that the community's access to the wharf on Blaney Street was cut off for a long time due to private ownership of the land. But, she said, over recent years, piece by piece, the city has restored public access to a prime spot on Salem's waterfront. Quote, "This has been an incredible transformation here," said Harris, indicating that the new city-owned commercial marina, as well as the ferry landing, she recalled, the rubble-strewn lot and old industrial buildings that used to line the waterfront. Harris was at the wharf Tuesday morning with local officials and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito to celebrate completion of the small marina and the key investment in the project from the state Seaport Economic Council. The council approved a $928,000 grant in 2015 to build the marina, which is on an inlet of water between the private Hawthorne Cove Marina and the Salem Ferry Landing at the wharf. The city committed another $232,000 to round out the funding. The marina, the first city-owned commercial facility of its kind in Salem, was subsequently completed last fall. Final construction wrapped up this spring. There are 11 slips, although that depends on each vessel's size, intended for commercial fishermen, tour boats, charter ships, and other small commercial craft. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, viewing a total solar eclipse is a rare opportunity, and North Shore residents are gearing up for the spectacle. While some scramble to buy special viewing glasses, others are hitting the road for a better viewpoint. The total solar eclipse, when the moon completely blocks the sun, will peak on the East Coast between 2:40 and 2:50 p.m. on Monday. It will be 100% viewable through Tennessee and the Carolinas, but only 60 to 70% viewable on the North Shore, provided, of course, that we get clear skies. Because of this, some North Shore residents are headed south. After all, the opportunity next is about 7 years away, April 8, 2024, with a direct path through southern India. And again, you are warned to never, ever look at the sun directly. Matt Demers writes on itemlive.com, Beyond Walls has received a $200,000 grant from the Barr Foundation to support the continued installation of public art and the development of community events and plan for future programs. Alfred Wilson, executive director and founder of Beyond Walls, is quoted as saying, "The Barr Foundation funding will allow us to showcase downtown Lynn as a haven for art and artists, a point of pride for the city, a vibrant location for businesses, a lively destination for visitors, and a welcoming multicultural community for a new generation of residents." The Barr Foundation, a private Boston-based foundation with core programs in arts and creativity, climate and education, awarded the ambitious nonprofit Reinventing the Downtown to advance their efforts to install lighting and vintage neon art pieces. in late July, Beyond Walls hosted a 10-day mural festival where 20 international and local artists changed the faces of 15 buildings across the downtown. The final event, Rock the Block Party, hosted on Mount Vernon Street, brought in more than 2,500 visitors to celebrate a community effort. More on this story, written by Matt Demers and itemlive.com. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.